It's week five of the high school football season, so it's week five of the North Posey Football Show right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. This show brought to you by Bel-Air Land, H&R AgriPower, Seamers Glass, Award War Trophies, and United Fidelity Bank. Today, Waylon Schenck, the head coach of the Vikings, will join us to talk about last week's win against Till City and get ready for the game against Pike Central on Friday night. That and more when we return on week five of the North Posey Football Show right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Harvest more of what you grow with a Case IH Axle Flow Combine from H&R AgriPower in Poseyville. Axle Flow Combines deliver cleaner grain samples straight from the field. That means more grain and less dockage at the elevator. And with AFS Harvest Command, you get harvesting technology that monitors changing crop conditions and proactively adjusts the combine to optimize the settings. Technology that puts more grain in the tank and money in the bank.
For more than 80 years, Seamers Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business, or when you visit one of our three tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamers Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at SeamersGlass.com.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel-Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel-Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Back here on week five of the North Posey Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. The Vikings coming off of a 38-21 win against Tell City. Here to talk about it is head coach Waylon Schenck. Hey, coach, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
We're doing great, man. We appreciate you having us on.
Absolutely. 38 points, that's a winning score no matter who you play. The offense doing their job. How and why?
Consistency, you know, from our quarterback play really helps. Carter Schickel, again, got off to a hot start. And, you know, we were able to ride him for a while. And you know, our receiving corps finally gotten healthy. And they're all running around at full strength right now. And, you know, when you got four or five guys that can hurt you in the passing game, it becomes challenging for the defense. And then, you know, Brett Beaker continues to improve. He's given us the ability to be really balanced. I think we had 23 runs and 23 pass attempts on Friday night, and that makes it challenging for the defense when they got to stop both. And, you know, we're capable of doing both on any down and distance, any situation. And we've got multiple guys that are hurting people. So consistency across the board and a combination of a lot of guys getting involved has been the kind of formula for success for us.
I remember talking about the Till City game from last year and a win for you guys, and Jed Galvin went for nearly 200 yards, and I feel like the marksman probably saying, oh, here we go again, when Brett pops off for, what, more than 100, almost 200 of his own. So I've got to ask you, Coach, what's the difference between the two? Because the results, at least by yardage, pretty similar.
Well, right now our O-line plays a lot better than it was last year. And, you know, Brett's not quite the player that Jed Galvin was as a senior, but Brett's only a sophomore, and he continues to produce for us. I think he's averaging almost 8 yards a carry right now. And if you'd have told me coming into the season that, you know, Brett would be our number one back and he'd be putting up the numbers that he would, I'd be pretty surprised myself, because he's a converted wide receiver. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, man, he continues to show up every day and practice really hard, ask good questions. He's getting more comfortable in the position. And you know, as he gets more seat time, he gets better and better every week. And, you know, we're taking advantage of some light boxes. You know, we've been able to hurt. I think we're throwing for almost 250 yards a game right now. And when you're hurting people with the pass, you know, it forces those safeties to get out of the box. It forces a linebacker to leave the box. And when you're playing a numbers game at that point, and We run a system that we check a lot at the line of scrimmage, and we count numbers. And if Carter likes the run we got called, he'll hand it off. If he doesn't like it, we'll check to a pass, and usually find ourselves in one-on-one situations, and our receivers are good enough right now to beat anybody one-on-one. And you know, that's kind of what we're doing, and the guys are getting really comfortable in the system, and are only getting better week in, week out.
I understand that you guys are taking advantage of some light boxes, and schematically, the offense is humming right now. That might be a big reason as to why Brett is really playing well as that converted running back. But even still, a position change is never easy, especially for a younger kid. It doesn't have that much experience in his own natural position, at least not at the varsity level. So what did Brett have to do to adapt to kind of a new role from receiver to running back?
Man, he just has to trust his God-given ability. I mean, he is a natural cutter. He's got good vision. He's got great balance. Really runs with good pad level. And he just has to trust and be confident in what he has. And Brett's a hard worker, man. He works really hard in the weight room, works really hard in the off season. He's done everything he needed to do to prepare himself for this situation. I just don't think mentally he thought he was quite ready. And as he continues to have more and more success, you're seeing that confidence grow. And that was really the only thing holding him back, was just a lack of confidence. And with success breeds confidence, and I think you're seeing a different player right now.
Waylon Cenk, the head coach for North Posey Football, is here on Week 5 of the North Posey Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We'll take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue to talk about Viking football when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
For more than 80 years, Seamus Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business, or when you visit one of our three tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamus Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at SeamusGlass.com.
Harvest more of what you grow with the Case IH Axle Flow Combine from H&R AgriPower in Poseyville. Axle Flow Combines deliver cleaner grain samples straight from the field. That means more grain and less dockage at the elevator. And with AFS Harvest Command, you get harvesting technology that monitors changing crop conditions and proactively adjusts the combine to optimize the settings. Technology that puts more grain in the tank and money in the bank.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on week five of the North Posey Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. The head coach, Waylon Schenk, is here on WREF talking about the Vikings win 38-21 against the Marksmen of Tell City from last week. And there's so much to get to from this win, coach, but there are a couple of guys on defense that really, really popped off, really, really stuck out. Lyndon Crawford, he had 12 tackles, and then you guys got 13 more from Dylan Murphy. So for those guys, a senior, then a sophomore, respectively, what made them effective in wrapping guys up?
We played downhill, and that was a focus for us all week. We were pretty disappointed in how we played from a physicality standpoint up at North Knox. We felt like we were catching all game and weren't attacking. And we challenged that, guys. And we fired a couple guys and gave some new guys some opportunities, added an extra guy to the defensive line to try to keep our linebackers free. And it really benefited Lyndon Crawford. Landon's not a very big kid, but he is a scrappy kid that, you know, if you're in a bar fight, that's who you want with you. I mean, he doesn't back down from anybody. And he only weighs about 145 pounds, but he's a smart football player and understands – you know, with his size and stature, he takes out ankles, and he's been making a living doing that for the last couple of years for us. And he was pretty disappointed with how he played at North Knox. We moved him from outside linebacker back to inside linebacker, and he was a lot more comfortable. But smart football player, with playing with a lot of confidence. And then Dylan, you know, Dylan plays free safety for us. Dylan's just an absolute stud of an athlete. I mean, you talk about a kid who's got a D1 frame and a bright future, and whatever he decides to do, whether it be baseball or football. He is an aggressive football player who's really smart, and he was making reads from 10 yards of depth. And a lot of times when you're playing back at safety, the offense doesn't account for you, especially in their inside run game scheme. And the good thing about Dylan, he's athletic enough and he's smart enough to, when he makes a read, he is at the line of scrimmage really quick. And most of those times he's not accounted for. So when he's been healthy, he was healthy, you know, week one against Southridge. I think he had 12 tackles. You know, we did not play him on defense in North Knox because he was nursing an injury that came back to bite us a little bit. But then he was healthy enough to get back on the defensive side last Friday night. And we knew it was a huge conference game for us, and he wanted to give it a go, and fortunate for us, he was out there because he did make a lot of stops.
I think I know the answer to this question, Coach, but Murphy leads the team in this game, 38-21 win against Tell City with 13 tackles, a team leading 9 solo tackles as well. But then again, he had 7 catches for a 125, 3 touchdowns. Did he play better on the offensive end or the defensive end?
That's a toss-up. You know, it was one of those situations offensively where we know going in, and we know going in every week, that people are going to try to find ways to take him away. And we got to get creative in moving him to different positions and moving him around and motioning him and figuring out what we can do to get him in one-on-one situations, because we're confident that when we can get him one-on-one, that he's a good enough athlete to beat anybody and hurt anybody. And, you know, he's proven that every week he's been out there. But we probably have more weapons offensively than we do defensively. So having him back on the defense side of the ball was really beneficial for us, and in a confidence standpoint too for the other guys. You know, he's kind of a touchdown saver for us, so we get a little bit more aggressive, knowing that if we guess wrong or we make a bad blitz call, that Dylan's going to be there to clean it up. And he did just that Friday night. I mean, he made us right a lot more than he made us wrong. And having that, you know, the confidence in the kid that we can call some different things when he's out there gives us the freedom to get aggressive on defense.
The Vikings are now 3-1, a perfect 2-0 in conference play, but they have another conference game pending on the road at Pike Central on Friday night. We're going to talk about that with the head coach, Waylon Schenk, when we return on WREF. Harvest more of what you grow with a Case IH Axle Flow Combine from H&R AgriPower in Poseyville. Axle Flow Combines deliver cleaner grain samples straight from the field. That means more grain and less dockage at the elevator.
And with AFS Harvest Command, you get harvesting technology that monitors changing crop conditions and proactively adjusts the combine to optimize the settings. Technology that puts more grain in the tank and money in the bank.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Closing up week five of the North Posey Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Waylon Schenk is here on the ref, getting ready for Friday night against Pike Central, trying to stay unbeaten in conference play. So, coach, really appreciate you taking the time here. What's it going to take to get yet another win on Friday night?
Consistency, and that's been our talking point the last couple of weeks, is just being consistent through four quarters, finishing drives, finishing halves, and essentially just finishing games. And I think that's been our focus. And we didn't do that up in North Knox. I think we got out to a big lead, kind of took our foot off the gas, had an opportunity to really open that game up and put it away, and we didn't. We let a team hang around, and they made a big play late, and we just kind of couldn't get things going again. And they said I feel like we've learned from that. I feel like our kids, took that to heart. And sometimes when you're a young team, you got to learn tough lessons. And our guys did that. But we're looking for consistent, from the opening kickoff to the last play of the game, just being consistent and finishing everything, every play, every drive. And we've kind of schemed practices around that, made practices. Everything's a competition. Every drive we run is a competition. And there's, there's stipulations that we put on things, whether it be completion percentage, whether it be executing on third and medium situations. Everything's a competition that ends with either a reward or a punishment. And we're trying to put pressure on our guys to be able to perform in high-pressure situations and games. And it's working for us right now.
We know the Pike Central, they have struggled this year. The Chargers are 0-4. But is there something on tape that you see from them and saying, okay, we got to be aware of this, got to be aware of that going into this game?
Yeah, and the Boyd kid that they got at tailback is as good as anybody. He may be one of the better athletes that we've seen all year. If you haven't seen him play, he is a really good football player for them. We know he's going to get a ton of touches. I would be surprised if he doesn't get 40 touches on Friday night. And in the games that we've seen where they've had success, he's broken long runs, or he's gotten involved in the passing game. And he has the ability to hurt you on every play. And you know, our focus all week has been get to him, get multiple bodies to him. You know, if you've seen him play, a lot of times the first contact doesn't bring him down. So it's going to have to be a group effort for us. And, you know, we have a lot of respect for what they're doing, what Coach Holwald's doing. You know, I've been in that situation when I was the head coach at Princeton trying to take over a program and rebuild it. And, you know, it really takes one big win to catapult that a program. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to have that opportunity at Princeton. And I know Coach Holwald knows that for them, this could be their big marquee statement win. And, you know, it's our job to make sure that doesn't happen.
That's Waylon Schenck, the head coach for North Posey football, right here on WREF, getting ready for the upcoming game, week 5 of the high school football season against Pike Central. Always appreciate hearing from Coach right here on WREF. If you missed a second of the show, make sure you hop on, listen to theref.com for the archive version on our website. Thank you so much for listening. Good night, everyone.